Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Okay, so we're telling about Gop Kumar, a cowherd boy from Govardhan, how he was given a mantra, which by means of the mantra he could travel to many different places.
我们一直在讲的是Gopakumar的事情，他是Govardhan山的一个牧牛童，他骑着一首mantra的力量，得以旅行到宇宙的各个地方。And
he went to the heavenly planets, he went to the Brahma, up to Brahmaloka, and after Brahmaloka, he came back to Mathura, and then he went again through the different layers covering the universe.
他旅行到天堂，从天堂又一直上至Brahmaloka，之后又从Brahmaloka回到了Mathura，之后又从Mathura一直旅行上升到宇宙的各个外层。And
after going through the different coverings of the universe, then he came to the abode of liberation.
穿透宇宙的覆盖层之后， 他来到了解脱的居所。
And there he saw the Supreme Lord in his form as Mahakala.
在那里，他竟然有至尊主作为Mahakala的形体。
So the form, of course, his form is not material, and although it's spiritual, he has a form. It's not a material form, it's a spiritual form, and it is very attractive.
他的形体并不是物质的，而是灵性的。他有一个形体，但是这是一个灵性的形体，而且是非常的吸引人。
So the Lord has very special qualities that he's not touched by any material qualities. All of his qualities are transcendental.
他拥有独特的品质，这些品质并非物质的品质，全部是超然品质。
And one of his special qualities is that he's very affectionate and concern for his devotees.
其中的一个品质是，他对于奉献者们是情有独钟，而且是关怀备至的。
So the Lord is known also by the name the Mahapurush, and he is the ruler of the material nature.
Prakriti.
The Lord is also the Supreme Brahman, and he's the deity, the presiding deity of the abode of liberation.
主也是至高无上的Brahman，他是解脱的神旨。So
when Gop Kumar saw the Lord in this wonderful form, he was filled with awe and reverence for the Lord.
当Gopakumar见到这一形体之后，对主满怀了敬畏和崇拜的心情。
He felt some fear, but he felt also some bliss. And he didn't know what to do.
他感到 有些恐惧，同时又感到极乐，他无所适从。
So the Lord is beyond the power, is beyond our senses to understand. We can see him only by his mercy. There's no other way.
主超越了我们感官的理解范畴之外，除了他的仁慈之外，别无其他的能看见他的方法。
We cannot understand the Lord with our material senses, but if the Lord wants to reveal himself to the devotee, then he can.
用我们物质的感官是无法理解主的，但是倘若主愿意揭示给他的奉献者，我们就可以看见他。
So when Gop Kumar saw him, he wasn't sure. He didn't know if he was seeing him with his eyes or if it was only with his mind.
当 Gop Kumar 见到主的时候，他不能肯定自己到底是用自己的双眼看见他呢，还是在心意中看见了他。
Or he thought, maybe I'm seeing him just by the power of my soul, because it's beyond material, beyond both the mind and the senses.
他想，也许我是在用我的灵魂看见他吧，因为这一切全是超越了感官与心意之外的景象。
One moment he would see the Lord without any form.
在某一时刻，他看见主是无形无相的。
But then, next moment, he would see him again in his personal form, very effulgent.
在下一时刻，他又看见主的个人形象，光芒灿烂。
Gop Kumar remembered the mercy of Lord Jagannath when he was in Jagannath Puri.
Gop Kumar 回忆起当他在 Jagannath Puri 的时候，主 Jagannath 的仁慈。
So Gop Kumar the effulgence coming from the Lord was so great, Gop Kumar could not see anything but the effulgence.
从主身上放射出来的光灿是如此的强烈， Gop Kumar 他什么也看不见了，他只看到了一片光芒。
That's the nature of this abode, this place of liberation, is that because if there's so much effulgence, you know, that you can't see one individual, you can't see one thing from another.
这就是解脱的居所的本质。你除了光芒之外，你分辨不出哪一个是哪一个。
But Gop Kumar remembered Lord Jagannath, and Lord Jagannath was also very effulgent.
这时候，郭巴库马尔回忆起主扎格纳特，主扎格纳特也是光芒四射的。
The effulgence from Lord Jagannath was dark blue, like a dark blue mountain.
主扎格纳特浑身放射着深蓝色的光，好像一座深蓝色的山脉。
So in this way, Gop Kumar thought nobody could be as merciful as Lord Jagannath.
Gop Kumar 就心想，哎呦，没有人能像主扎格纳的那么仁慈。
So this is the abode of liberation. It's called the Mahakalapur because Lord Mahakala is there. Not Lord Mahakala also. is known as the Mahapurush, all different names for the Supreme Lord.
这个地方是解脱的居所，解脱之地。它名字叫 Mahakala Purusha， 它也是Mahakala 也是主 Mahapurush， 都是至尊主的不同名字。
So sometimes Gopkumar would feel himself merging into the effulgence, into this effulgence which is coming from the body of the Lord. But at that time the Lord would come and touch him with the toes. With the nails of his lotus feet, and just by the touch of the lotus feet of the Lord, he would save him, he would save Gopkumar from merging into that light.
就在此时此刻，至尊主用他莲花足的脚趾甲，就触碰了Gopkumar，就这样。 把它从融入到光淡的危险当中拯救出来。
So the personal relationship with the Lord saved Gopkumar from this impersonal merging.
与至尊主的个人关系就及时的将Gopkumar从非人格的融为一体当中
Everything about the Lord is very beautiful, and the beauty of the Lord begins from His lotus feet.
至尊主的一切都是美轮美奂的，是从他的莲花足开始。
So sometimes Gopkumar will feel pleasure seeing the Lord surrounded by the His devotees.
有的时候，Gopkumar看到主被他的众多奉献者环绕，而感到非常的快乐。But
those devotees who were with him, they surrounded him in their subtle spiritual forms.
环绕着至尊主四周的奉献者。 是以他们精微的灵性形象在围绕着至尊主。
Yeah, they were like beams of light which were around the sun.
就好像太阳四周的太阳光线。
So even in the place of liberation, the Lord invites His devotees to come and be with Him and to share. Pastimes with him.
即便是在解脱之地，至尊主也邀请了他的奉献者们前来跟他一起共享逍遥。So
the Lord, He thinks of these people who are with Him, He thinks of them as His devotees. But actually, these people, they're not really interested in personal service.
主把这些灵魂都当成奉献者，然而这些灵魂呢，对于给主做亲身的服务并不感兴趣。Yeah, they
just want to be there with him. They just like to be like a decoration around him.
他们只是想在那里跟主。 在待在一起，就好像主的装饰。
They have their own identity, but they appear to be one with the Lord.
他们都有各自的身份，但是貌似跟主合成了一体。
They have their own bodies, and they have their own nature to control.
他们有各自的躯体，也有各自的控制本性。
So there was, it was a lot of ecstasy coming into the mind of Gop Kumar. He became like a man who had fulfilled all of his desires, all of his ambitions had been satisfied.
这时候就有很多的狂喜进入到Gopakumar的心意当中，就好像一个人的所有野心都得到满足了一样。
He had that desire to see the worshipful Lord. He wanted to see the Supreme Lord.
他希望能见到受到崇拜的主，见到至尊主。
So that was what kept Gop Kumar going. That's what kept him traveling to all these different places, that he desired to see the Lord in His most perfect form.
他希望能见到至尊主的至为完美的形象的欲望，就促使他不断的在旅行。
So when he came to this place, this abode of liberation, he thought that now I must have reached the supreme destination. This must be the highest perfection of life.
当他到达了这个解脱之地之后，Gopakumar心想，这一定就是至高无上的目的地，一定是生命的至高完美了。
And so his mind was overwhelmed. He was feeling so much ecstasy.
因此他的心意都是满满的，充满着狂喜。
He thought, now I've achieved everything. This is what I was wanted.
他心想，现在我已经达成一切了，我已经如愿以偿了。
Of course, Gop Kumar had worshipped Madan Gopal for a long time.
当然, Gopakumar 长久以来一直在崇拜 Madan Gopal.
And he knew everything about Madan Gopal's very special beauty.
他对于 Madan Gopal的特殊美丽心知肚明。
So we would wonder, why would Gop Kumar think this place of liberation, why would he think this is the real goal of life? It's not.
我们可能会纳闷，为什么Gopakumar觉得这个解脱之地是指生命的最终的目的地呢？ 那其实并不是，并非如此。
It was just the influence of that place confused him. And
he was thinking,
but his determined, his real, the form of the Lord who he really worshipped was Madan Gopal.
他崇拜的至尊主的真正形象呢，实际上是马丹的高炮的神像。There's
no reason to be so attracted to this form of the Lord in the abode of liberation.
没有什么理由让他就对于解脱之地的主的这个形象呢，深深的受到他的吸引。
So because he followed the instructions of the great devotee, and because of his service to the mantra, which the devotee gave him, he was feeling some pleasure.
因为他始终如一地遵守着伟大奉献者给予他的训示, 一直在崇拜他的 mantra， 所以他感受到了快乐。
But he never gave up the desire to see his worshipful deity, the deity who'd been worshipping, Madan Gopal.
他从来没有放弃过，他一直崇拜着的神像 Madan Gopal 的念头。
So that eagerness kept him traveling to different places throughout the universe and beyond the universe now.
这种渴望就一直促使他旅行到宇宙的各个地方，甚至已经超越了宇宙之外了。
He didn't want to stay in any place where Madan Gopal was not there. If Madan Gopal was not there, he wouldn't stay there.
倘若哪个地方没有那马丹的勾炮在那里的话，他不会停留在那里。
So that he would look at the Lord in the form of Mahakala. And when he would look at the Lord in that form of Mahakala, it would only cause him to be more, to have more desire to see the Lord in the form of Madan Gopal.
他就这样注视着马哈卡拉的形象，他越是注视这个形象，他越是想见到马丹的勾炮的形象。
Gop Kumar was his real interest was to worship Madan Gopal. So why was he interested in this place? Why was he coming to this place of liberation?
Gopal Kumar 的真正兴趣所在呢，是见到Madan Gopal。可是他为什么来到了这个解脱之地呢？
But his seeing Mahakala, his seeing the Lord in the form of Mahakala.It increased his desire to see Madan Gopal.
他见到了 Mahakala 的这个形象，实际上增加了他想要见到 Madan Gopal 的欲望。
And he didn't want to see the Lord only in his heart. He wanted to actually see him in front of him.
他不是仅仅满足于能够在内心见到主，他想要面对面的能够亲眼见到主。
So even though Gop Kumar was looking directly at Lord Mahakala in front of him, he could not feel satisfied as before.
即便Gopal Kumar 现在是面对面的注视着 Mahakala 的形体。但是他不能感受到像以前那样的心满意足。
And Gop Kumar was worried that he might merge into the Lord, because that's what usually happens in that place.
Gopal Kumar 也担心他会融入到至尊主当中，因为在这个地方，这种事情就会发生。
So Gop Kumar did not feel very happy on this place.
因此 Gopal Kumar 在这个地方并没有感觉到那么的快乐了。
He visited other places. When he visited other places, he felt some pleasure. But here at this place, he didn't feel that kind of pleasure.
以前呢，他旅行到其他地方的时候呢，会感觉到一些快乐，但是现在在这个地方，他并没有感受到那么快乐。
But the difference is here at this place of liberation, he got more desire to see Madan Gopal.
但是区别就在于 现在在这个解脱之地，他想要见到马丹的勾炮的欲望更加强烈了。
But if he was going to merge and forget his identity, then he would forget about Madan Gopal also.
但是如果倘若他要真的融入到至尊主当中，失去了自己的身份，他也就见不到了马丹 Gopal 了。
When he was visiting the other places in the higher planets in the universe, he didn't have this fear about merging.
当他以前旅行到宇宙当中其他高等星系的时候，他并没有这种融到至尊主的恐惧心。
So Gokumar was thinking, maybe I should go back to Braja because there I can satisfy my desires to see Madan Gopal.
Gopakumar 心想，也许我应该回到 Braja。在那里满足我要见到马丹的勾炮的心愿。
Well, so when he was thinking like that, then he heard some wonderful singing and music.
当他有这个念头冒出来的时候，他听到了美妙的音乐声和歌唱声。
And he looked around and he saw there was this person.Riding on the back of a bull, a very unique, very special person who was coming from a higher region.
他环顾四周，看见一个人骑在一头公牛身上，这是一个特殊的景象，他来自更高的区域。
This person had three eyes.And his body was white like the color of camphor.
这个人长着三只眼，他的肤色就像樟脑一样的肤色。
His body was not covered with any kind of cloth.
他肤色是白的，然后他身上也没有覆盖任何衣服。
And he carried a trident in his hand, and he was very, very handsome, very beautiful-looking person.
他手持三叉戟，相貌英俊。
He had also a half moon, crescent moon on his head, and his hair was wet with the water of the Ganga.
他的头发上顶着一轮新月，而且由于恒河水在他的发髻当中，从而显得湿漉漉的。
His body was covered, smeared with ashes.
他浑身上下涂着这个骨灰。
And round his neck he had a garland made of bones.
他颈带由一串头盖骨组穿成的花环。
This garland of bones was actually auspicious because it was made from the bones of Vaishnavas who had left their bodies.
这串头盖骨穿成的花环，事实上是吉祥无比的，因为是由伟大的 Vaishnava 离开躯体之后。
And sitting on the lap of this person, he had this beautiful woman with him who was serving him.
在他的大腿上坐着一位美貌的女子，正在服侍着他。
And there were many followers with him, and they also had very attractive forms.And they behaved just right. They were all in the mood of being servants of this person.
还有很多的追随者在跟随着他，他们同样的相貌英俊，他们都是以仆人的心态来对待他。
So when Gokumar saw this, the saw Lord Shiva, he didn't know who was Lord Shiva. He had no idea. So he just said, this person. He didn't know who he was.
当高达库尔见到这位相貌英俊的人，他并不知道他的身份到底是谁。
And he didn't know about Lord Shiva's special relationship with his wife, which was very transcendental.
他也不知道主希瓦与他妻子之间的关系，实际上这种关系是非常超然的关系。
But he could see the beautiful golden color of the complexion of the woman. So he described her, he gave her the name Gauri. Gauri meaning one who has a golden skin.
但他 看见这位女子的、就是像熔金一样的金色的肤色，所以他就给她 起了一个 Gauri 的名字。Gauri 的意思就是金色的。
And Lord Shiva came, they had, you know, they had a very special umbrella, which is meant for very great personalities, and they had chamaras and fans and all the different things which are given for very, very great personalities, and they could see that this person was actually higher than any of the demigods. And so all of these different servants who were with Lord Shiva, they were doing services like fanning him and taking care of his different, somebody carried the umbrella and somebody else was looking after Lord Shiva and his wife.
他的仆人们呢，就在纷纷的，或者是给他头上打着伞，或者是用 chamara 浮尘在为他删除一些蚊虫，或者是以各种方式在服侍着这个人和他妻子。
And along with, he could see also there was a person there who had an elephant head and a big belly. This, of course, is Lord Ganesh.
他看到旁边有一个人物，他有一个象头，还有一个大肚子。当然，这个人物是叫 Ganesh。
So it said, if you worship Lord Ganesh, you may get a body like Lord Ganesh. You'll get the big belly and the elephant head.
那据说谁要是崇拜 Ganesh, 他的躯就会得到一个跟 Ganesh 一样的躯体，有长着象头，还有很大的，他的腹部很大。
But if you worship Lord Shiva, and you know that he's not different from Lord Krishna, then you can get a beautiful form like Lord Shiva on Lord Shiva's planet.
倘若谁要是崇拜主 Shiva, 主 Shiva 跟 Krishna 没有区别，那么这个人就能得到一个主 Shiva 一样的形象，就住在主 Shiva 的居所。
So Gop Kumar was looking, he was surprised, he was very happy to think, thought, who is this? And he had such a big group of people with him, entourage, so many people, and he's coming from a place above the mode of liberation, somewhere higher than the mode of liberation.
Gop Kumar 就心想，哦，这个人是谁呢？他有这么大一群追随，而且他竟然是来自于比解脱之地还要更高等的领域。
He appears to be more powerful than anyone in the material world.
他貌似比物质世界任何一个人都要更有力量。
He seems to be greater than the liberated souls.
他甚至比伟大的解脱灵魂还要伟大。
But he goes against his way of appearing, his appearance, and his behavior seems to go against all rules of civilized behavior.
但是他的行为举止呢，好像是违背了所有的文明的规则。
Because he was traveling everywhere naked, and at the same time he's embracing his wife in public. He's doing these kind of things. So it appears like he's a sense enjoyer.
因为他四处旅行，赤身裸体，而且拥抱着自己的妻子，拥抱着自己的妻子，好像是一个感官享乐者。
But at the same time, he appears to be like a liberated soul.
但与此同时，他显得像是一个解脱了的灵魂。
So Gop Kumar felt some ecstasy seeing him, and he bowed down to him, and he bowed down to the people with him, and Lord Shiva looked at him compassionately.
他库马尔感受到一阵狂喜，他就向这个人物以及他四周的人物顶礼，而主西玛是满怀着仁慈怜悯在注视着他。
So Gop Kumar came to the leader of the companions of Lord Shiva. The leader of the companions of Lord Shiva is known by the name.Nandeshwara.
Gopa Kumar 就走到主 Shiva 的同游的首领面前，这位首领的名字叫 Nandeshwara.
So Gopa Kumar asked him, who's this with you? And where does he stay? Where is he going now?
Gopa Kumar 发问道，跟在一起的这个人物是谁？他要去哪里？他要做什么事情？
Nandeshwara looked at Gop Kumar and laughed and said to him, "Oh, you're just a cowherd boy from Vrindavan. You're a worshipper of Lord Gopal."
Nandeshwara 就看了看 Gopa Kumar， 就放声笑了起来，说：“哦，你是温达文的一个牧牛童，你崇拜的是 Gopa 了。”
Yeah, it was amusing to Nandeshwara that this cowherd boy didn't know who is Lord Shiva. He said, "Don't you know Lord Shiva, the Lord of the Universe?"
Nandeshwara 感到非常的滑稽好笑，这个人竟然不知道主 Shiva 是谁，竟然不知道宇宙之主 Shiva。
So like this, Nandeshwara was telling Gop Kumar that Lord Shiva, because he is the Lord of the universe, he can break the laws of behavior, and there's no fault on his part.
Nandeshwara 就告诉 Gopa Kumar， 因为主 Shiva 是宇宙之主，因此能够打破任何的行为举止的原则，对他来说是没有什么错误的。
So Nandeshwara told Gop Kumar that Lord Shiva can give material enjoyment and he can also give liberation.
Nandeshwara 告诉 Gopa Kumar，主 Shiva 既可以赐予物质享受，也可以赐予解脱。
And he can also give more devotion to the personality of Godhead.
同时他还可以赐予对性格神手的奉爱。
The liberated souls even worship him, and he's very dear to the Vaishnavas.
甚至连解脱了的灵魂都崇拜主 Shiva， 而且他是 Vaishnava 的最钟爱的人物。
So Lord Shiva is himself a great Lord, and he encourages the path of devotion to Lord Vishnu.
主 Shiva 自身 就是主，同时他也鼓励对于 Vishnu 的奉爱。
And he teaches his devotees that devotion to Bhagwan is the supreme goal, greater than any other goal.
他的教导，他教导奉献者们对于 Bhagwan 的奉爱是实际上比任何的目标还要至高。
Yeah. And he increases for people in the universe, he can increase their devotion for the Lord. So he's very dear to the devotees of Lord Vishnu.
他可以增加宇宙当中的人们的奉爱之情，因此主维士努的奉献者们都特别钟爱主 Shiva。
And devotees all want to get the association of Lord Shiva.
奉献者们纷纷希望得到主 Shiva 的联谊。
So one of the friends of Lord Shiva is Kuvera. Kuvera is the treasurer of the demigods.
主 Shiva 有一个朋友是 Kuvera， 他是半神人的司库。
So Lord Nandeshwara tells Gop Kumar, Lord Shiva is traveling with Parvati and all their companions, and they're going to go to Kailash.
Nandeshwara 就告诉 Gopal Kumar， 主 Shiva 现在和他的伴侣 Parvati 旅行，以及他的那些同游，他们要前往 Kailash。
And he has come from his Lord Shiva has come from his own planet.
主 Shiva 从他 自己的星球来。
And people who worship him with devotion, who see him and Lord Krishna is none different, they can go to that abode of Lord Shiva.
以奉爱之情崇拜主 Shiva， 并且将主 Shiva 和主 Vishnu 看成无二无别的人，也可以同去那个星球。
So the Lord Shiva has his own planet beyond the material universe.
在这个宇宙之外，主 Shiva 有他自己的星球。
And it's eternal, and it has unlimited opulence.
那个星球是永恒的，拥有 无穷尽的富裕。
And Lord Shiva's friend is Kuvera. Now Kuvera was also that Mount Kailash, that was actually the property of Kuvera.
So Shiva 有一个密友 Kuvera， Kailash 实际上是 Kuvera 的Kuvera 的财产。
And he knows Kuvera has great devotion.Is devoted to the Supreme Lord and devoted to also Lord Shiva.
他知道库维尔拥有巨大的奉爱之情，既是至尊主的奉献者，也是主 Shiva 的奉献者。
And Parvati, the wife of Shiva, she is the mother of the universe, and she is Lord Shiva's supreme energy.
而Parvati 他是宇宙之主，他也是至上的能量。
And so Gop Kumar should not be shocked to see her sitting on the lap of Lord Shiva in public.
因此，高帕库马即便见到他当众坐在主 Shiva 的大腿上，也不应该感到震惊。
So then Gopkumar was wondering, well, why is Lord Shiva traveling with so few people? Only a small group of people are with him, if he is such an important person.
Gopkumar, 他也许会想，既然主 Shiva 是这样一位重要的人物，他为什么只带了这么少的人，随行人员呢？
So Lord Shiva has many, many more devotees, but he left them at his own place, on his own planet, and he only brought some of his very special devotees with him, because they're going to Kailash, which is in the material world.
主 Shiva 虽然有众多的追随者，但是他把他们都留在了自己的星球上，他只带了一些特殊的人和他一起去凯拉什在物质世界。
And Lord Shiva knows that this place in Kailash doesn't have much, that they can only, it only has much, some space for some of the people, not for all, everyone.
主 Shiva 知道凯拉什这个地方呢，只能容纳它的空间呢，只能容纳一部分人，不能容纳所有的人。
So Gopkumar was very happy to hear all this, and he was eager to get the blessings of Lord Shiva and fulfill his desire.
Gopkumar 听完这番话，内心非常喜悦，他渴望得到主 Shiva 的祝福，满足他自己的心愿。
He wanted to understand how Lord Shiva is not different from Madan Gopal.
他希望理解主 Shiva 是如何跟 Madan Gopal 无二无别。
So Gopkumar was attracted to this amazing person, Lord Shiva. He was seeing him for the first time, and it was very powerful, very attractive.
马丹的勾炮就被这个人物深深吸引了，虽然他只是初次见到这位伟大的人物。
So Gopkumar said he would be very grateful if Lord Shiva would enlighten him, if he could tell him about how Lord Shiva and Lord Krishna are non-different.
Gopkumar 说，如果他能够启迪他这份知识，告诉他主 Shiva 和主 Krishna 之间没有区别，他不胜感激。
So Lord Shiva could read the thoughts of Gopkumar, and he ordered Nandeshwara. That.He could reveal these things, he could explain these things to Gopkumar.
主 Shiva 能够读懂 Gopkumar 的心意，他命令 Nandeshwara 向 Gopkumar 揭示这一门知识。
So Sanatana Goswami explains that Nandeshwara is the main servant of Lord Shiva.And sometimes he comes in the form of Nandi, Lord Shiva's carrier, who is an expansion of the Supreme Lord.
Sanatana Goswami 解释说 ，Nandeshwar 是主 Shiva 的最主要的仆人，他身为主 Shiva 的座驾，他是至尊主的扩展。
So Gopkumar could realize that Lord Shiva is not different from Madan Gopal, the deity who he was worshipping.
乌巴库马尔能够明白主西文和他自己崇拜的神指马丹的勾跑是一个人。
And Lord Shiva distributes this love of the love of Lord Madan Gopal everywhere.
并且主 Shiva 也把对 Madan Gopal 的爱传扬到四面八方。
So we should understand there's nothing wrong with being connected to Lord Shiva.
我们应该理解。对于主 Shiva 而言，他没有任何错误。
He is not different from Krishna, and devotion offered to him is also devotion to Krishna.
他和 Krishna 没有区别，对他的奉爱也就是对 Krishna 的奉爱。
When we satisfy Lord Shiva with pure devotion,Then Shiva will help us to become more devoted to Krishna.
当我们怀以纯粹的奉爱满足了主 Shiva, 他也会赐予我们对 Krishna 的更大奉爱。
So Gop Kumar became one of Lord Shiva's companions and became very friendly with all of his devotees.
Gopal Kumar 遂成为了主 Shiva 的同伴之一，并且与主 Shiva 的所有奉献者友好相处。
And at that time, Nandeshwara also gave knowledge to Gop Kumar about the position of Lord Shiva.
与此同时 ，Nandeshwara 也给予 Gopal Kumar 有关于主 Shiva 的一切知识。
Okay, so we'll continue with that next class.
那我们下节课继续讲。
All right, so are there any questions?
我们现在来看一下问题。Rajendra Das, Rajendra Prabhu, 感谢 Maharaj, 感谢翻译主持。Krishna 有控制和主宰本性，作为所属部分的个体灵魂也有同样的品质。经典告知，个体灵魂要放弃爱欲和控制欲。那么，个体灵魂既然有这个品质，该如何运用这个本性呢？会说用这个本性控制自己的感官心意，但在灵性世界的个体灵魂如何运用渺小的控制和主宰本性呢？谢谢阿罗老师。Krishna has the nature of control.
Who asked this?
And dominate. Rajendra.
Okay. So go ahead,
yeah.
Translate.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you for the host. Krishna has the nature of controlling and dominating as part of the part and parcel of Krishna. The individual soul also has the same quality. It's stated, the scripture tell us the jiva has to give up.The desire to control and dominate. Then, since the jiva has also this nature quality, how to use this nature? This is the first part. And the next part is that it said we can use this nature to control our own mind and senses.But in the spiritual world, how the soul use the infinite small nature of control and dominate? Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Okay, so nature to control and dominate can be used in the material world. Just like if you become an administrator or You take the position like a kshatriya, you know, manager. So you have to control and direct. Then you have to control and direct people so that they can engage in the service of Krishna.
在物质世界，就像大臣们那些行政长官，还有 Chatriya， 他们是管理者，他们是直接控制着人们，他们可以使人们从事于服务。
In the spiritual world, there's also need for organization, just like there are many different groups of gopis, and they work under one leader, and this will be one leader of a group of gopis, and they will engage in particular activities. So somebody has to be in charge, somebody has to arrange everything. So that is using that administrative power in the service of Krishna.
在灵性世界呢 也需要有领导者，也需要有组织。Gopi 们他有不同的小组，有不同的团体，需要有领导者来安排人从事特殊的活动，需要有人来管理，让这些各自的Gopi来服务 Krishna。
Just like in our temples, there has to be organization, there has to be somebody in charge, telling people what to do. It's transcendental. It's all service to Krishna.
就像我们的庙宇当中，需要有人组织，需要有人来负责，这些是超然的，他们需要告诉别人该怎样来服务 Krishna 指挥。
So one just has to be careful to use that power in the service of Krishna.
所以一个人应该小心谨慎地使用这种服务 Krishna 的力量。
And one should understand that these duties may not be eternal. That you may be in charge, you may be managing, directing for some time, but you're not always in that position.
但是应该明白，这些职责并非是永恒的。你可能现在是管理者，是负责人，在指挥着，但这不是永恒的地位。
And you also have to remember you work under some other authority.Not that you're the supreme controller, but there's some authority over you.
还要记住，你也是在别的权威的管理之下、控制之下的，你并不是至高无上的控制者，你上面还有别的权威呢。
And if we become proud, then.Krishna will purify us by taking away our position.
如果我们为此滋生傲慢之心的话， Krishna 就会前来净化我们，拿走我们的地位。
And we'll fall on our back, we'll fall down.
那么我们就会仰面倒下来，我们就会堕落。
We say pride comes before the fall.
有一句谚语叫做在堕落之前就是骄傲。
And Prabhupada also told the story about the mouse who came to the yogi.And asked the yogi to save him from the cat. So the yogi made the mouse into the cat.
有一个帕帕讲了一个故事，有一只小耗子来找一个瑜伽师， 就给他诉说受到猫的骚扰，那瑜伽师就把这只小耗子变成了猫。
But then, after some time, the cat came back and said there was a dog chasing him. So the yogi understood, so he made the cat into the dog.
过一段时间，这只猫又过来向瑜伽师诉苦，说有一条狗在追逐他，然后瑜伽师就把这只猫变成了一条狗。
But then after some time, the dog came back and said, Tiger was chasing the dog.
过了不久呢，这条狗又回来找瑜伽师，告诉他有一只老虎还在追他。
So the yogi made the dog into the tiger, but then the tiger wanted to eat the yogi. So the yogi made the tiger back into the mouse.
于是瑜伽师呢就把这条狗变成了一只老虎，这只老虎转身就要吃掉瑜伽师，瑜伽师把这只老虎又变成了小耗子。
So life is like that in the material world. You can go up to a big position, and then you can go down to a low position.
物质世界的生活就是这样，你可以上升到很高的地位，同时也可以下降到很低的地位。
You may be the big controller today, the next moment you may be a very tiny servant.
你可能今天是一个了不起的控制者，但可能片刻之后又变成了一个微不足道的小仆人。
还有问题吗？
还有，下一个还是软针者 Das 的问题。Gopal Kumar 的旅行路线现在还有点迷迷糊糊，他去了普瑞、文达文各个星系七层覆盖，请问他从哪里开始旅行的？旅行的先顺序是怎样呢？I'm confused about the route of the travel of Gopal Kumar. He has been Puri, Vrindavan, various planets, and seven caverns. Can I ask where is the beginning, and which is the first, and which the sequence of the travel?
Well, I'm not hearing you clearly.Guru Mani. You're asking where is the first what?
Rajendra Prabhu wonder what's the starting point of the traveling of Gopal Kumar?
Oh. Well, we heard, first of all, he was in Vrindavan and he got the mantra and then he went to Jagannath Puri, yeah, he first of all, he met a Brahmana, and then he met a Brahmana, and the Brahmana was worshipping Shaligram Shila. And then after he met a Brahmana, he went to a nearby town, and there was a king there, and the king was worshipping there, and then he became adopted by the king.And he lived there with the king. But then he heard about devotees from Jagannath Puri, and he went to Jagannath Puri.
他首先遇到了一个 Brahmana, 这位 Brahmana 从带着 Shaligram Shila, 他被指引到了一个镇子，那里有个国王收养了他，之后他在这个镇子上又听说了扎克纳普瑞。
So he went to Jagannath Puri, then from Jagannath Puri, then he heard about the heavenly planets, and he went to the heavenly planets.
他在扎克纳普瑞呢，又听说了有关天堂的事情，他去了天堂。
Then he heard about planets above the heavenly planets, how there was Mahaloka and Tapaloka and Janaloka and then Brahmaloka.
然后从天堂它又上升到了 Mahaloka, Tapaloka, Janaloka, Brahmaloka.
And now he's gone to beyond the universe.
他现在已经在这个物质宇宙之外了。
And we will hear how he goes into the spiritual planets and finds the different places, different relationships in different spiritual planets.
他接着就要去灵性的世界了。我们将听到他怎么在灵性世界的各个星系以及在灵性世界的各种关系。
So he's looking...For the perfect, the highest place, the supreme place where the Lord is there.
他在寻找一个至高无上的地方，在寻找在那个地方的主。
So he's investigating all the different places within the universe and now beyond the universe in the spiritual sky, the Vaikuntha planet.Then beyond the Vaikuntha planets, Goloka Vrindavan.
他就这样在四处寻找。他既在宇宙之内，也在宇宙之外。他即将要去灵性世界，各个Vaikuntha星球，之后呢是Goloka Vrindavan。
Okay, 还有问题吗？
下一个有 Jayapadma David Dasi, Hari Bol, 顶拜 Maharaj 的莲花族，感恩翻译主持。Gopa Kumar 对神像有着深深的情感，这样一份爱让他穿越重重障碍。在我们的日常生活中，如何增加这样对神的情感，特别是？家里还没有神像，是照片。虽然照片和神像及 Krishna 没有区别，可还停留在理论上，反而在 Guru Puja 中更能体会到情感。请问我们如何进行内在加深感情的链接呢？感恩您的仁慈 ，Hare Krishna。This is from Jayapadma Devdasi.Haribol, obeisance to Maharaj's lotus feet. Gopa Kumar had deep feeling to his deities, and this love made him overcome all obstacles. How can we strengthen this feeling to the deity in our daily life? Especially now I don't have deity, I only worship pictures, although they are not different, but it's in serious level. I have experienced some feeling when doing Guru Puja. So my question is that how can I deepen this connection? Thank you.
Well, simply by the devotional process, simply by engaging in regularly in the activities of worshipping the deity, and worshipping the spiritual master. And when we engage in the worship, it's not just doing the worship mechanically, but you have to use and engage our mind in thinking of the Lord and how we're very fortunate.To have this opportunity to serve the Lord.
通过奉爱服务的程序，只是崇拜神像啊，崇拜孤儿，从事这些活动就可以，但并非机械的去做，还要在心里头想着主，我们是多幸运，而不应该是机械的在那里做服务。我们能够有这种机会服务是多么幸运。
If we just simply do the activities mechanically, then it will take a long time. But you have to really absorb your mind in understanding how the Lord is so merciful that he comes in the deity form so that you can worship him.
如果要是机械的在那里活动，这个要花很长的时间呢。应该是专注于心意专注，并且理解主太仁慈了，他能够给我们这个机会，能够让我们能够崇拜神形象，崇拜能做崇拜。
Therefore, it's very important that you also hear from the scriptures, like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam.
因此，去聆听像《博伽梵歌》《圣典·博伽瓦坛》等经典，非常至关重要。You
have to hear about the pastimes of the Lord, like also Chaitanya Charitamrita. You have to hear how the great devotees, how they also worship the deities.
聆听主的消时光，聆听伟大的奉献者是怎样崇拜神像。How
devotees like Madhavendra Puri, the Lord appeared to him in the dream. And he went and he dug the ground and they found the deity below the ground.
Madhavendra Puri, 神像是在他的梦中显现的，然后 Madhavendra Puri 就挖掘这个土地，从地下把神像挖掘出来。And
then he began the worship of the deity and he took on so many services for the deity.
便开始崇拜神像，为神像做了各种各样的服务。Just
as the Lord Shiva is not different from Lord Krishna, we should understand the deity is also not different from Lord Krishna.
正如主 Shiva 和主 Krishna 无二无别，我们应该理解神像和 Krishna 也是一个人，同样的。The
Lord comes, His incarnation is there in the deity form. He has appeared to you in the form of the deity to accept your service.
是呢，他是以神像的化身前来，显现为神像，接受您的服务。 Jayapadma Devadasi said she only worshipped pictures, not deities.
Okay, the Lord is also there in the picture.
神像，主也在照片当中。
The Lord is there. He comes in the deity form, he comes also in the picture form. You can worship the picture. It's up to you. If you want to have that consciousness, if you think, oh, it's only picture, it's not, then you'll think like that. Then you won't be so conscious, you won't be so devotional, so respectful. But if you understand the Lord is there in the form of the picture, then you will have more devotion.
主他也在这照片当中，取决于您的知觉。如果您只是把它当成照片的话，没有那么多的奉爱，没有那么多的尊敬之情，那它就停留在这照片的这样的形式。但如果您怀着这个更高的知觉的话，它就会不一样。
So everything depends on you, your consciousness. How do you want to see the Lord?
一切都取决于您自己，取决于您的知觉，您怎样看待主。
You want to increase your devotion? You have to think more about the Lord and how He's there in everything.
如果您想增加奉爱，那您就得想主就在那里，主是一切。
So it all comes about by careful hearing and chanting.
所以这些都是从小心翼翼的聆听和唱诵开始。
Okay. 还有问题吗？
还有，好像 Sati Devadasi, Dimal Gurudev, Rupak Kumar 在见到主的蓝色光灿被深深吸引，主用莲花脚趾甲触碰他，免于融入光灿的危险。主的所有方面都是如此的吸引微小生物，那些非人格主义者想融入主的泛光，是不是也是主的意愿呢？因为只有主的仁慈才能免于这种危险，没有主的仁慈，即使像戈巴库尔这样主的纯粹实践者，也不能免于被主的参观所吸引。Obeisance Gurudev, Gopal Kumar was deeply attracted by the effulgence, dark blue effulgence from the lotus from Lord. And when the Lord used the nail of his lotus toes to touch Gopal Kumar to save him from merging into the effulgence, then everything about the Lord is so attractive to the tiny living entity. Those impersonalists want to merge into Brahmajyoti. Is it also the will of the Lord?
No.
Because 不是主的意愿。
Nitishu, what else?
Because
what?
Only by the mercy of the Lord, one can be saved from this danger. Without the mercy, even the pure devotee like Gopal Kumar cannot help but attracted by the effulgence of the Lord.
Well, Krishna gives everyone independence, right? We have our free will. Do we want service to Krishna? Do we want to serve Krishna? Or do we want to serve how do we want to serve Krishna? We have some independence there.
主给了我们独立性、自由意志。 怎样服务 Krishna?
Some people want to enter into the Brahman. They just want that oneness. It's their desire.
有些人他只想进入 Brahman, 他们的欲望就是仅此。
They're just satisfied to be there in the Brahman, in the oneness, be one with Krishna.
他们在 Brahman 当中心满意足了，就跟 Brahman 合一，跟 Krishna 合一，很满足。
It was described, they're just like some decoration around the neck of the Lord.
就描述了他们就像主的颈上，就是主的颈上的装饰品。
So,Gop Kumar saw there, he saw the Lord, and he saw so many people around him, but they were not serving him.
Gop Kumar 就见到了这个景象，有主，还有那么多的人围绕着他，但这些人并非在做着服务。
They were just enjoying being there together, that, oh, here we are, we're with the Lord, we're one with the Lord, we're in the abode of liberation.
他们就享受着这种在一起的状态。啊，我们已经到这里了，跟主在一起，就我们已经处在解脱的居所了。
That satisfied their desires.
他们的愿望，他们已经如愿以偿了。
So they remain in that condition for some time.
他们就会在这种状态下停留一段时间了。
But their knowledge is not perfect yet.
但是他们的知识还不完美。
They may come back to the material world.
他们还会回到物质世界。
So that's the nature of liberation. You get to that point and you just stay there.
这就是解脱的本质了，就在那个地方待一段时间。
This is what we call the Sayujya Mukti, the impersonal liberation.
我们称之为 Sayujya Mukti, 非人格的解脱。
So, for some people, that's as much as they can accept. They're not ready to take up devotional service.
对某些人来说，他们只能接受这一点了。他们还没有做好准备来接受奉爱服务呢。
So they stay in that position for some time.
他们便会在这样的处境当中呢，停留一段特定的时间。
Sometimes some rare soul may be attracted from that level to take up devotional service.
有的时候，一些罕见的灵魂可能会从这个地位上接受奉爱服务。
Others, they may go back to the material world.
而其他人将重返物质世界。
And others may simply stay there very long time on the platform of oneness.
还有一些人将在这个层面上停留很长一段时间，就是在这种合一的层面。
Because there's no suffering.
因为那里没有痛苦。
And there's no real pleasure.
也没有真正的快乐可言。
Just the feeling of being one with the Lord.
只有和与主合一的感受而已。
The Lord is like the sun, and those people around him are like rays coming from the sun.
主仿佛太阳，那些人就仿佛太阳放射出来的光线，太阳光。
They cannot understand the value of transcendental loving service.
他们不能理解超然的爱心服务的价值何在。
Okay.Any more questions?
还有一个是 Rajendra Prabhu 的问题。第一个问题， Gopal Kumar 见到的 Shiva 是 Shiva 还是宇宙内的 Shiva？ There are four questions in this So shall we read by one by one or the whole?
One by one, yeah, one by one.
The first question is from Rajendra Prabhu. Shiva Gopal Kumar saw is Sada Shiva or the Shiva in the universe.
Yes, Sada Shiva is in the spiritual world.
Sada Shiva is in the spiritual world.
He is a spiritual planet.
Sada Shiva, 那里是一个灵性的星球。
So this Lord Shiva Bihar is going to Kailash, he's going to visit Kuvera.
And Kuvera.
So this is not Sada Shiva.
因此这一位不是 Sada Shiva。
I want it.
The next part is, what's the relationship between Sada Shiva and Shiva in each universe?
Well, Sada Shiva is the Lord in the spiritual world. It's a form, it's actually Lord Vishnu, right? But it's in the form of Lord Shiva. We heard Lord Shiva is not different from Krishna.So he has a form in the spiritual world. He has a spiritual planet there.
就是 Sorry, Mar, I forget the first sentence. You mean the...Lord Shiva is in the spiritual world. Lord Shiva is also
Sada
the Lord
Shiva
of...
Sada Shiva is in the spiritual world, and he is his own planet there. And he is not different from Lord Vishnu.
Sada Shiva, he has his own planet in the spiritual world, and Lord Vishnu is not different.
So we're hearing about Lord Shiva here. He is coming in the material, into the material, going to Kailash to see Kuvera. So this is not Sada Shiva.
所以这位主 Shiva 要去 Kailash 的这个不是这一位不是 Sada Shiva。So the relationship between Sada Shiva
Lord,
and Shiva.
Lord Shiva in the universe, he's in charge of the mode of ignorance, right? He's in charge of Tamagun. And he does the work of destruction of the universe at the time of the annihilation of the universe. In the
material world, Lord Shiva, he's in charge of the human Tamagun.
So Lord Shiva in the universe, he is the yogurt. He is milk transformed into yogurt. He is like the yogurt. He cannot become Vishnu.
物质宇宙的主 Shiva 就像转变成酸奶，是酸奶。它不是牛奶。
But Sada Shiva is like the milk. He is Vishnu.
但是 Sada Shiva 是牛奶，他就是主 Vishnu.
How are you doing?
The third part is the abode of Sada Shiva is also called Kailash. Is that right?
No. Sada Shiva has a planet in the spiritual world, Vaikuntha Loka.
Sada Shiva 在灵性世界有一个星球，在Vaikuntha有自己的星球。
Lord Shiva's abode is between the material and the spiritual world.
主 Shiva 的居所介于物质世界和灵性世界之间。
Go ahead.
He further asked, the abode of Sada Shiva is spiritual world, right?
Yes.
是的。And next, it is said in Tibet, China, there's a mountain.Is the abode of the Shiva in this universe. Several Maharaj have been there to pilgrimage. Is this the fact that mountain is also Kailash? Is that mountain also Kailash?
Yeah, maybe.
Yes, sure.The next question?
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah?
我不知道。下一个问题。The next question from Radha Nanda. Hare Krishna, 深深顶拜 Maharaj. Krishna 快乐全员中讲到圣人们公布推选 Grigu 去测试 Ama Shiva Vishnu 哪一位最平和善良。结论：威士努最善良。布鲁马尔今天早上几次说到主释迦和威士努无二无别，这似乎有些矛盾，做了无知的我有些困惑，恳求马尔解惑。感恩您的仁慈，感恩主持。Obeisance, dear Brahma, in Krishna, the source of happiness, he said that the stages.Ask Bhrigu Muni to test which is the most peaceful and kind among Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu. The conclusion is that Vishnu is the most kind deity. And in this lecture today, you mentioned that Lord Shiva and Vishnu are non-different. And this seems contradictory.
Yes, you're right. Lord Vishnu is the supreme. Lord Vishnu is the supreme among the three deities, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva.
主 Vishnu 在 Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva 之中，他是至高的神职。
But in the sense.That Lord Shiva is also God. He is an expansion coming from Vishnu, from Krishna. Therefore, he is one. He is one, but at the same time different, right? Our philosophy is oneness and different. So he is Krishna, but at the same time, he is not completely Krishna, not fully Krishna.
Yes, that's true.它也是 Krishna 的一个扩展。我们的哲学是记忆，记忆哲学。它是不完整的 Krishna。The next question.
So Lord Shiva is one of the gods in the material world.But not in the spiritual world.
主 Shiva 是物质世界的三位神祇之一，而并非是灵性世界的神祇之一。
Okay. Next question.
Next from Chaitanya Charan Das. Hare Krishna 顶拜 Guru 奉献者们，崇拜 Shiva 和 Shiva 传喜一样吗？我们看到印度很多人中崇拜 Shiva 是为得到物质利益，中国很多瑜伽老师也崇拜 Shiva， 但好像与 Shiva 传喜的目的不一样。
Well, the many people who are worshipping Lord Shiva, they're not worshipping through the cyclic succession. They're not worshipping through the Vaishnava, the cyclic succession.
虽然有很多人崇拜主 Shiva, 但并非是通过 Vaishnava 的使徒传系崇拜主 Shiva 的。
They may worship Lord Shiva just for their material desires, to fulfill their material desires, or to get impersonal liberation.
他们崇拜主 Shiva 是为了满足自己的欲望，或者是想得到非人格解脱。
But some people, there are some people, a few people, they worship Lord Shiva through the disciplic succession.To get devotion for the Supreme Lord.
然而，有些人是透过使徒传系崇拜主 Shiva， 他们想要获得对至尊主的奉爱。
And Lord Shiva can do that. He can help them to develop their devotion for the Supreme Lord.
主 Shiva 可以达成这一点，帮助奉献者。获得对至尊主的奉爱。The next question from 阳光灿烂，顶拜古尔莲花主，请问国家梵歌等伟大经典，这门知识讲给国王。请问现在国王有学习博家学习的吗？ Obeisance to Guru's lotus feet, my teacher that Bhagavad-gita and Vedas was for those Raja Rishi. My question is that, are there any kings nowadays who are learning them?
There are no kings nowadays.We don't have kings, only we have demonic governments.
当今时代没有国王了，当今时代只有恶魔的政府。
Some people may have the title of the king, but they have no power. They're just simply some symbol. They're given some respect, some honorary position.But they have no real power of a king.
当今年代也有一些国王，但他们没有任何力量，他们只是象征而已。他们被给予尊崇，得到一些受人尊重的地位，但没有任何力量。
So.Very good. If you like to preach to the leaders of the state leaders, the government, the different leaders of the countries, if you like to preach to them, very nice preaching. Wish you good luck.
如果你有这种想要向政府领袖传教的欲望的话，如果你有这种欲望，那将特别好。那祝您好运。
We do try to give books, we do try to introduce them to the philosophy, but often these leaders, they don't last very long. They get power for some time, then they go.
我们也给他们派书，也给他们讲哲学，但是呢，这些领袖他们在他们的位置上都不持久，他们上了台，然后又下台了。
Okay, 还有问题吗？
没有了。
好、OK。所以今天我们讲到这儿。
Hare Krishna。Hare Krishna。Good day。就是刚才、刚才您就是讲到那个 Gopal Kumar 他见到的这个西瓦不是萨德西瓦。Rajanprabhu想进一步问一下，就是这 Gopal Kumar 在这个旅行的过程当中，他不是已经穿越了这个七层的物质宇宙的这个覆盖吗？那他这个见到的这物质宇宙的这个希望是怎么见到的？他不是已经穿越了物质宇宙吗？
Yeah, but he didn't go into the spiritual world yet.
但他此时还没有进入灵性世界呢。
Right, he's come to the abode of liberation that's beyond the material universe, but he's not gone into the spiritual world yet.
他现在是身处在解脱的地，解脱之地，解脱的居所。他是托巴库尔在解脱的居所，而这位主西瓦。他是从宇宙来，他要穿过这个领地去灵性世界。
This is like the causal ocean, the causal ocean. You know, the causal ocean is like the cloudy region. Mahavishnu is laying there in the causal ocean, and the universes are coming out from his body. That is the abode of liberation.
这个是这个地方是元阴之阳，是就是一个云朵，有很多云朵的地方，就是马哈维什努呢躺在这个元阴之阳里，有无数的宇宙从他的毛孔发散出来。
And Lord Shiva's place is above that, it's above the causal ocean, but it's not gone into the spiritual world.
而主 Shiva 的居所在这一层面之上，但是呢，还是在灵性世界之下。
好的 ，Good day。冉仁帕布说已经清楚了。
We'll hear more when we go on, when we read more about, because we're going to hear more, going to talk more about Lord Shiva next class.
下节课我们将更多讲到主西瓦。
OK, Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Go back to Vrindaki, Sati Devi Dasi Ki, Guru Mani Devi Dasi Ki, So the function Jai Ki Jai.
Good day. Hare Krishna.我们现在又收到一个问题，顾内您还有时间吗？
可以啊。
好的，顾曼马德吉，你看一下拉丽塔马德吉的问题。
拉丽塔，感恩顶拜顾的讲课，在《薄伽梵歌》第15章十节16说，物质世界所有生物都会犯错误，灵性世界所有生物都被认为不会犯错误。那么请问Guru，怎么来理解我们是在灵性世界因犯错而堕落下来的呢？感谢。Thank you. This is to Guru's class. In Bhagavad Gita chapter 15, verse 16, it said, in the material world, every living entities will make mistakes.But in spiritual world, all living entities are regarded as will not make mistakes. So my question is that, Guru, how is that, how to understand we fell down from spiritual world because we made mistakes? Thank you.
Well, we said it's very hard for us to understand how we came from the spiritual world. It's a very difficult thing to understand. Just try to understand the easiest thing, which is how to go back to the spiritual world.
就具体我们是怎么从灵性世界来到物质世界的，这是很难理解，这一点这是很难理解。我们只要去理解，容易理解的问题就是我们该怎么从物质世界回到灵性世界，这容易理解。
Prabhupada's spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, would tell about how the fruit falls from the tree. A big fruit, big juicy fruit falls from the tree. So the people argue, why did the fruit fall? So one man said, well, the fruit fell because a bird landed on the tree, and when the bird landed on the tree, that caused the fruit to fall from the tree. And somebody else said, no, the fruit fell because it's ripe. So in this way, they were discussing about why the fruit fell, different reasons.
Prabhupada the 有非常大的美味多汁的这个水果，它就从树上掉下来了，然后就两派人开始争论果实掉下来的原因。一派人呢就说，是因为有个有鸟，它就是飞到了树枝上，结果呢这个多汁味美的果实就从树上掉下来的。还有另外一派人。
But the intelligent person will just simply come and take the fruit and offer it to Krishna and eat it as Krishna prasadam.
然而，有智慧的人他们会走过来，捡起这个味美多汁的水果，供奉给Krishna。
So yes, the nature of the liberated, the souls in the spiritual world, they don't make mistakes. And the nature of soul in the material world is we make mistakes. So that's the characteristic of the material and the spiritual world.
物质世界和灵性的世界的特点就是，物质世界所有生物都会犯错误，而灵性世界所有的生物都不会犯错误。
You want to understand how we made the mistake to come here.
你不会理解我们是怎么犯了错误，然后来到这里的。
But Krishna gives everyone free will.
但是 Krishna 给每一个生物个体生物自由意志。He
does not force us that you have to stay.
强迫我们，你们必须得待在这里。And
as soon as we think to leave, then Krishna arranges.
一旦我们想离开，想走开， Krishna 就会安排。
Just like Gop Kumar had this mantra, and this mantra he would think, you'd just think of a place, and he would go there by the mantra.
就像 Gop Kumar 拥有这首 mantra， 只要想到哪个地方，他念这首 mantra， 就立刻能去那个地方。
So we have our mind also carries us to different places.
我们有自己的心意, 我们的心意会携带着我们去各个地方。
You leave, you go one, just like we're in the, in India, it's very hot. You go to some other country, you go to Australia just now, it's winter there, it's very cold.
现在印度呢是非常热的，炎热的，而澳大利亚呢，那里还是冬季呢。
So, we will take on the nature of that place.
Who will take the nature of that place?
Yeah, we go to some place and you're affected by that environment. The environment's going to influence you.
那么我们去哪个地方呢？那个地方的本性就会影响我们，我们就会有那个地方的本质了。
So Krishna gives it us that independent, that free will. We can stay, we can go.
Krishna 就给了我们独立的自由意志，我们既可以留，也可以走。
It does not force. We'll be, no, you have to stay here. I don't want you to go. It gives us that independence.
他不强迫我们，你必须得待在这里，你不能走啊。不是这样的，他给了我们独立的自由意志。
Okay.It, you just have to understand. This is the most difficult thing, the hardest thing to understand, how we left there. But try to understand the easiest thing, how to go back.
你只需要理解明白这一点，就是我们到底是怎么离开灵性世界的，这是最难理解的了。您只需要去理解。我们怎么回去？这一点是很容易理解的。怎么回去是容易的
？Okay, Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. Sati, Jinten Dao Zhe.
好的 ，Good day. 没有更多问题的。
Okay.
谢谢 Good day.
好 ，Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
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 Bhakti Vegan Vena Shandarishan Maharaj Ki Jai.
Jai.
好，那感谢大家的聆听，我们今天早课就到这里结束了。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.